Hi guys, the 2024 Ice Hockey World Championship is well underway. This year, the competition is hosted by the Czech Republic in the cities of Prague and Ostrava. So there's no better time to talk about one of the most popular spectator sports in the Czech Republic, ice hockey. I'm sure most of you Czech listeners know the rules of the game already, but for those who don't, here they are. Ice hockey is a contact team sport which is played on a rink and the game is very fast-paced. Each team has five skaters and a goalie on the rink at any time, as well as several additional players sitting on the substitution bench. During the game, the players use their sticks to control the puck and pass it to their teammates. Whenever a player gets the chance, he tries to shoot the puck into the opponent's net to score goals. The players need to both attack and defend against the opposing team, and there's a high risk of injury, so they need to wear helmets and protective pads. If a player commits a foul, the referee sends him to the penalty box for a period of time. Now let's talk about some of the games that have taken place in this year's tournament. In the matches in the group stages so far, the Czechs have outplayed their opponents and won most of their matches. They beat Finland, which many consider to be a traditionally strong team, and they thrashed Norway 6-3. In the opening match against Finland, neither team scored during regular time, so there was a penalty shootout. The Czechs went on to win the match, and the goalkeeper managed to keep a clean sheet, which means he didn't concede any goals. However, the game against Switzerland was somewhat different. It was a close game, but the Swiss eventually got the upper hand and won the game 2-1. The Czech team should go through to the next round, but first they play Austria. The Austrians played surprisingly well in their opening match against Canada, who are one of the favourites in the championship. In one of the tournament's most exciting games so far, the Canadians outplayed the Austrians in both the first and second periods, and were leading the Austrians 6-1. But in the final period, the Austrians launched an unexpected comeback. They outperformed the Canadians and scored five times, levelling the score at full time to 6-6. The game then went into extra time, but the Canadians managed to gain the upper hand and scored the winning goal. The final result was 7-6. Some Czech fans say that the current Czech team are solid, compact, and have a strong team spirit. However, they have a leaky defence and are over-reliant on their excellent goalkeeper and attacking players. On the other hand, they have the advantage of playing at home with a strong fan base, so they are expected to progress through to the finals. Speaking as an Englishman, I'm surprised to see that Great Britain has a team in this year's championship. Ice hockey is not a traditional sport in Britain, where the most popular sports remain football, rugby, and cricket. As for me, I hope to see the Czech team in the finals and win the tournament, so best of luck. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you want to learn some of the vocabulary related to ice hockey, then please do check out my blog article on the link below. Thanks for listening and see you in the next podcast.